Yes, sir, but that, he's not going to tell them what the plan is, but to hold their hand a little bit and give them a general picture of what the situation is.
Could I suggest this, send a personal meeting to the district, if I completed my present structures, my end of the search, you, I want you to tell the president you, that I personally studied this proposal, great, and have concluded that it is in the best interest to stop the attack. It's the best interest to stop the attack, that the proposal be accepted. And you can also, you must also talk, if you're talking the strongest terms, that for four years as president, and during all the years I've been out of office, there has been no American public figure that has more consistently stood up for South Vietnam.
Before the election, I'm not so sure. It would have to be an awfully neat abided by arrangement.
Well, you could put it basically there that you might say after the election, let's write it before the election.
See, I think it's far better for you when you make your announcement to make it very short.
Oh.
And very much like the China thing. Which
I announce this. I want to thank you, those that have served. Pay my tribute to those, particularly to those who died, given their lives, to the relatives of those who have POWs and YKs, and to the American people.
And if there's still much to be done to have this thing succeed,
yes,
and you intend to do all that's necessary.
Do what is necessary. Good night. I know, I think it should be very, very quick to do it. I think maybe 3 or 4 minutes.
Yes, sir. Well, maybe 10 at the outside.
No, no, I'm going to do 10 minutes. No, you see, the trouble is I know it'll come up and it'll be one of those gobbledygook things about this. I'm not going to go into any of the details. I'm not going to do it. That should be done.
We can fill, yes.
I just want to say that we have reason that there will be a, that is on the plan. We have reached agreement with the North Good and the base to complete the group of two. On plan, there will be a ceasefire. The agreement provides for all prisoners of war, all MIA encounters, so forth. The agreement provides for replacement, where the government of South Vietnam to stay in and to work out that. The agreement provides for continued military assistance for the government of South Vietnam in terms of replacing them. And you can put a little bump reconciliation or bullshit, if you want, something about that.
Thank you, Pat.
They're all
We've been out there.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Would it be in the damn New York Times?
Yeah, we've got so much disagreement.
You are taking all the copies now.
Yes, sir.
I don't want a giant copy.
They're not even let out of my office.
Don't let the copies out to anybody. I don't want a copy. I don't say I don't carry it around. I do, you know, I don't get the details. And the details are wrong. That's your job, and Henry should be fixing details. The most important thing is to keep that agreement here. Don't let it leak.
Well, I think we'll know tomorrow. And if, even if it...
Maybe it's another way. But it's, frankly, I'm relaxed about it. If he delays, we can then he just has to tell, he'll have to go to the FDA, I suppose. Just tell the director, I'm sorry, we can't do it, but we'll make the deal the day after the election. Great. And I told him, you must keep it. If you don't keep it, we will go on after the election. That's the way I look at it. I think it's the deal after the election, but if you don't keep it, we'll go on after the election. Now, there it is, John. President keeps his word. Both ways. You know what you think, you know, that trade agreement thing? That's what I was saying. Rogers. Normal circumstances. You were keeping Rogers in the farm. Well, Sullivan's probably keeping the farm, so.
No, I'm keeping the farm.
You called him?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's well abreast. I haven't given him this one yet. I always come to you first.
I sent to the eyes and I said, talk to the president. We want you to know. You have a brief message. But it's tough. Just say it's tough going. He thinks some progress has been made. But I sent a message of reassurance to you, to you, that he thought it would be a good help in getting his brief. How's that sound? And I sent a personal message.
Now, we've got, I'm told, defense to give us a few more goodies to sweeten the military pot on certain
like
types
what?
Of aircraft. Henry
not
said...
Not that before the ceasefire, what do you mean they could be replacements?
Replacements, but to do it in this package that we have for airlift in, which he won't make the decision to do until Q agrees, and that would be tomorrow. But they're...
And they'll airlift it in. Is there a period of time you can airlift in without airlift new stuff in? That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. We'd have
one replacement now. Can we replace the props with the jets?
I don't think so. Not fair. Not fair. But we have enough ready to go in quickly. Hmm? We have enough to go in there before the ceasefire takes place.
Jets? You're talking about, do they have any jets and stuff?
No, we have to give them these A-30 or F-5s.
Because they are not, according, they're not as good as the jets that aren't being used on the board.
There's some that say that...
Well, as a matter of fact, what the hell is the difference? They aren't giving these starting the jet war in Russia. No, they're not going to do that.
I don't think...
The Russians aren't going to let them do it.
They buy this package, they're just not going to start again for a long, long time.
Yeah, they might start to do that. They wait till I get out of this place.
That's right.
They'll start. You think so?
I'm sure. I don't think it's going to give up, but
as long as I'm around, they're always at the deadly fear, I think. And this might say that.
And we can start.
See, that's the beauty of having somebody in office who doesn't have to face the fact of running for re-election, because I can just...
That's exactly right. And also, we start giving them that aid. They'll get used to the bucks and getting the place filled up, and not going to throw that away lightly after this 20-year slaughter of their people. Once we can get the thing stopped and get the benefits of peace understood and accepted, it would be, as Henry said, like the Soviet Union in the end of World War II. They just couldn't take on another thought of crisis. They backed away every time in the channels through the 40s and 50s, late 40s and
50s. The first one he had was whatever it was.
I think Hanoi is going to have that same problem. case if you've got a piece before you. Let's face it, sir. If you settle this thing, that would be solid. It can't be otherwise. Now, over time, and if difficulties develop as they will, then it would get a little more of a mixed bag, but the initial 2 weeks of this thing would be just total solid approval.
Couldn't be otherwise. There is some shooting and killing.
Couldn't be otherwise.
It isn't our guys.
This will be the miracle of your 4 years. You've done everything you set out to do.
We ought to chew on this stuff, okay? Pass it on, Phil. And also, would you tell him that I thought he did a superb job on the business thing with the president?